and he lit a cheroot and began to survey the room. "Damnable places, these hotels. Couldn't stay in one myself." I pointed out that I'd been kept kicking my heels in one for the past 3 days, and he laughed. "Well, girls will be girls, you know," says he. "We can't expect them to hurry for mere men, however much they expect us to jump to it. Lola's no different from the rest, in that respect." "You seem to know her very well," says I. "Well enough," says he, negligently sitting himself on the edge of a table and swinging a polished boot. "For a messenger, I mean," says I, to take some of the starch out of him. But he only grinned. "Oh, anything to oblige a lady, you know. I fulfill other functions when I'm so inclined." And he regarded me with an insolent blue eye. "I don't wish to hurry you, old fellow, but we are wasting time. Not that I mind, but she certainly will." "And we mustn't have that." "No, indeed. I imagine you have some experience of the lady's fine Latin temper. By God, I'd tame it out of her if she was mine. But she's not, thank heaven. I don't have to humour her tantrums." "You don't, eh?" "Not hers, nor anyone else's," says Master von Starnberg, and took a turn round the room whistling. "Cocksure men irritate me as a rule, but it was difficult to take offence at this affable young sprig. And I had a feeling that it wouldn't do me much good if I did, so while he lounged in my sitting room, I retired to the bedchamber to dress. I decided to wear my cherry-picker rig, with all the trimmings of gold-laced blue tunic and tight pants. And when I emerged, Starnberg cocked an eye and whistled appreciatively. "Saucy regimentals," says he. "Very pretty indeed. Lola may not mind too much having been kept waiting after all." "Tell me," I said, "since you seem to know so much, why do you suppose she sent for me? I'm assuming you know that she did." "Oh, I," says he. "Well, now, knowing Lola, I suggest you look in your mirror. Doesn't that suggest an answer?" "Come now," says I. "I know Lola, too, and I flatter as easily as the next man, but she'd hardly bring me all the way from England just to..." "Why not?" says he. "She brought me all the way from Hungary. Shall we go?"